Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
Hey, this is Politico Energy. I'm Josh Siegel. For months now, we've seen Republicans hammer President Joe Biden's energy policies and accuse him of driving up prices. But Democrats may have found a new way to flip the script. The Federal Trade Commission is alleging that the head of one of the top oil producers in the United States tried to collude with OPEC to boost oil prices. Long story short, what that means is Democrats have a new message to roll out. Don't blame Biden for high prices, blame big oil's collusion. So today, I chat with Politico's Ben LaFave to understand these FTC allegations and how they could give Democrats a new election weapon. It's Tuesday, May 7th.
The FTC last week came out with a kind of long-awaited decision on whether to allow ExxonMobil, the giant oil company, like the biggest oil company in the U.S., to buy a company called Pioneer Natural Resources, which isn't necessarily a household name among Mr. and Mrs. America, but it's the largest independent oil producer in the Permian Basin, that big prolific oil patch in West Texas and southern New Mexico. What was also unveiled last week as part of this is the FTC said, yes, Exxon can buy Pioneer, but they can only do so on the stipulation that Exxon does not allow Scott Sheffield, who is the former CEO of Pioneer, to sit on its board, which was kind of interesting because part of the merger agreement that had originally been announced was Sheffield wanted to join the Exxon board. And then the FTC said, and the reason why we're saying this is because we have these allegations that Sheffield was in regular communication with the heads of other domestic oil companies and OPEC members, the oil cartel based in Vienna that includes Saudi Arabia, Iran, Venezuela, and others, that these communications were meant to kind of coordinate production levels between U.S. independent companies and OPEC. And basically, the upshot is the FTC is accusing Sheffield of trying to fix oil prices in the U.S. by colluding with other producers to set production levels.
Wow, that's pretty wild. And you're reporting these allegations are giving Democrats a messaging weapon to use against Republicans heading into the 2024 election. So why do Democrats and their allies see this development as helpful to them?
For two reasons. I mean, one is both Democrats and Republicans have a kind of political use for the oil industry. Republicans like to uphold the industry as kind of like job creators. The reason that U.S. has energy security is because these oil companies have gone out and produced all this energy. Democrats like to use them as a punching bag, saying, you know, they're one of the main reasons that climate change is where it's at. And that besides climate change, you know, these companies are causing all sorts of pollution issues that have to be dealt with. So when this came out, I mean, we've already had years of Republicans using Democrats' energy policy and Biden's energy policies in specific as what they say is a reason for higher energy costs in the U.S. They'll say, you know, oh, look, White House policies limiting drilling on public land is going to increase the cost of drilling on public land, and that's going to get passed on to the consumer. And aren't you already mad about inflation? And Democrats are just making it worse. What this news last week does is it gives Democrats the ability to say, well, hold on a minute. I mean, is it really an extra couple percentage points of royalties that energy companies have to pay for production of oil on public land? Or is it the fact, and again, these are just allegations, but Democrats will say, oh, but, you know, we've been saying for years that oil companies are fixing the cost of oil, that energy prices are too high because oil companies are trying to pad their bottom line. And look, we're not just conspiracy theorists. Here's the FTC laying out in like a document of dozens of pages instances where one CEO or former CEO of this really large company was in communications with OPEC and other companies to set levels for production. So it gives them a counter programming they can use for messaging going into November's election.
Interesting. And what are some examples that you're seeing of how Democrats and their allies plan to use this? I know you talked to the Nebraska Democratic Party, who may target GOP incumbent Representative Don Bacon, who's a centrist there and considered vulnerable. So maybe tell us about that and any others you've heard of.
Yeah, I talked to Nebraska Democratic Chair Jane Kleb, who said, you know, they definitely plan on using this, that every time Bacon, the incumbent representative there, brings up, you know, Joe Biden's energy policies as a reason that gasoline prices are as high as they are today, Club and them are going to come out and say, well, look, you know, how do you square that with Scott Sheffield telling OPEC, hey, we're going to be very disciplined with our output. We're not going to raise output at all and keeping prices high. What they're hoping is, I think, is even if they're not necessarily winning over any new converts with this messaging, that at least it kind of breaks down the just blame Biden messaging that comes out of Republicans.
Remind us, you know, obviously we heard a lot about inflation and energy prices in the last election. It was kind of thought it was going to be a huge election issue. It didn't turn out to maybe be the defining issue in the midterms. But what are we expecting as far as energy prices and how that's playing, you know, 6 months out from the election, just more broadly? I mean, how big of an issue is this? Has it kind of faded? Where do you see it?
Republicans think that energy policy per se isn't necessarily a salient issue. Like your Mr. and Mrs. America voter isn't really paying attention to like how many acres in Alaska can be drilled for oil or, you know, how many offshore leases are we going to have? That's not going to gain any traction. But what they do think is a winning issue and where they have a real advantage is the idea of inflation. That, look, prices now are much higher than they were when Joe Biden took office. And a large driver of that is energy prices. And that's a fairly simple message they can make. Now, obviously, there's a lot of nuance of why that is so. I mean, there's the war in Ukraine. There was the post-pandemic snapback of the economy that kind of caught oil production on the back foot. There's refinery outages. But all they have to say is, you know, which is pretty much indisputable, is prices are higher than, you know, at the pump are like a dollar, you know, as of now, are like $1.20, $1.30 higher for a gallon than they were, you know, when Joe Biden took office. So that's how they're hoping to use energy as an issue, basic gasoline price politics.
Also, for the first time, the European Commission has proposed sanctions on Russia's powerful liquefied natural gas industry, according to documents seen by Politico. The measures wouldn't directly bar Russian LNG imports to the EU, but instead they'd prevent EU countries from re-exporting Russian LNG after receiving it. The move marks the first time the bloc has targeted Russia's lucrative gas sector, and it comes as evidence mounts that Western efforts to drain Moscow's fossil fuel revenues are falling short. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter at politico.com/power-switch. And subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Some of the music in today's show was composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. And that's our show. I'm Josh Siegel, and we'll see you back tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron. Chevron is taking action to keep methane in the pipe. Their 2028 upstream methane intensity target is set to be 53% below the 2016 baseline. And they're committed to evolving facility designs and operating practices. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/methane.